differ and went our respective ways, and by this time the ownership had passed from him to Columbia, and he went on to make a movie called Ghostbusters, so you can imagine how irritated I was by that. It sat there, owned by Columbia, for many years. I think Ivan Reitman then got somebody else to write a script based on it, which is, I think, the worst script I'd ever read. Unfortunately, it has my name on it, and the other writers, whereas I did not contribute a single comma to it. I've only just discovered that that script has been sitting in Script City, or wherever it is, for a long time, and that everyone assumes I wrote it, and am therefore a terrible screenwriter, which is rather distressing to me. So then, a few years ago, I was introduced to someone who became a great friend of mine called Michael Nesmith, who has done a number of different things in his career. In addition to being a film producer, he was originally one of the Monkees, which is kind of odd when you get to know him, because he's such a serious, thoughtful, quiet chap, but with quiet reserves of impish glee. So his proposal was that we go into partnership together to make this. He's the producer, and I do the scripts and so on. We had a very good time working on it for quite a while, but I just think Hollywood at that point saw the thing as old. It's been around the block. And basically, what I was being told an awful lot was essentially, science fiction comedy will not work as a movie, and here's why not. If it could work, somebody would have done it already. The Onion. That logic seems kind of flawed. Douglas. So what happens, of course, is that Men in Black came out this past year, so suddenly somebody has done it already. And Men in Black is... How can I put this delicately? There were elements of it I found quite familiar, shall we say. And suddenly a comedy science fiction movie that was very much in the same vein as Hitchhikers became one of the most successful movies ever made. So that kind of changed the landscape a little bit. Suddenly people kind of wanted it. The project with Michael... In the end, we hadn't gotten it to take, so we parted company, very good friends, and still are. I just hope that there will be other projects in the future that he and I will work on together, because I like him enormously and we got on very well together. And also, the more time I get to spend in Santa Fe, the better. So now the picture's with Disney, or more specifically with Caravan, which is one of the major independent production companies, but it's kind of joined at the hip to Disney. It's been very frustrating not to have made it in the last 15 years. Nevertheless, I feel extremely buoyed by the fact that one can make a much, much, much better movie out of it now than one could have 15 years ago. That's in technical terms, in terms of how it will look and how it will work. Obviously, the real quality of the picture is in the writing and the acting and the directing and so on and so forth, and those skills have neither risen nor sunk in 15 years, but at least one substantial area in how it can be made to look has improved a great deal. The Onion. And Jay Roach, who directed Austin Powers, is directing it, right? Douglas. That's right. He's a very interesting fellow. I've now spent quite a lot of time talking to him. The key to the whole thing, in many ways, was when I met Jay Roach, because I hit